That's good, yeah, bad, not bad.
Steht in this week's parsha, we got one thing. That's all we need to do, we got one thing. Task. Schwerest Mita. Just one thing. I have a funny story with Task, if you want to know. I don't know. That takes a couple seconds. Oh shoot, what did I just do?
Can you push this when he comes in?
So one thing, Rabbi said, one thing. That is what we are going to do. That is what we are becoming. Oh, just one thing, we are becoming. Just one thing. We have a cabinet straight with M, Nero, Pach. I'm talking about Cass. I'm sure the word. I don't have to say the whole thing. Open. Kessler, pressure on him. Fine on him.
Yeah, I can come say hello.
What?
Why did you come down?
Someone like yesterday, whatever time it was.
Oh, by the way, if you want to take a look at it,
upcoming Erev Shivaso Betamuz, Yoim Govar Oyev Vatiboka Oir, we're starting Be'etzem Betkufa of the Avelis and Beis HaMikdash. So we're now starting the Tkufa of Avelis. We'll start to have now three parshias and Shabbos that are called Shloisha de Paranusa. We'll be reading three haftoras, and every one of them will be telling us about the churban that will come. Al yishomru es Hashem, al ozvam es teirosi, leholchu bebrocha, leholchu achra beolim. And after that we'll have the Tisha B'Av, and we'll have Shiva de Nechamta. We'll start to read 7 weeks of Torahs, starting from Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and following another 6 weeks of Nechomas, Nechomas Tzion v'Yerushalayim. It's called Shiva de Nechamta, Shloisha de Paranusa, and Shiva de Nechamta. And all of that, and all of that system, is starting from tonight. We mentioned a little bit, Aroch Hashir, why maybe a little bit to be Marchiv. The Foshim speak it out. It's Gebot in the Marsho, and Bchoyres, Tavches. The Marsho says that there's a kind of similar in between the 21 days that start from tonight, Shivoso Betamuz, till Tisha B'Av, to the 21 days that we have from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. He says Pshat in the Gemara in Chachma Alexandria. And what the Mefoshim explain is what happened in Shivoso Betamuz. Shivoso Betamuz, the first thing that happened to Klal Yisrael, is 5 things Erol Av Yisrael B'Shivoso Betamuz. The first thing is Nishtabu HaLuchis. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he broke the Luchis. Then we have Botel HaTomid, Huv Ka'ir, Humat Selam Be'echol, V'Soraf Apastrimus HaTayro. These are the 5 things that happen tomorrow. And at that we're fasting, and we miss Anan, and we miss Abel. Efnu kala miss Abel Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya bevinyona. Chol she'enu miss Abel eino zeicha v'roya bevinyona. It's not only optional. If you're not mishtatef in the Avelis of Yerushalayim, you will not be zeicha v'roya bevinyona. Ish poshet. So what happened in Shivoso Betamuz? Nishtabru aluchas. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai, and he drops the luchas. And we know Chazal tell us that b'shviras haluchas lo yitzu, the luchas will not be broken. People will never forget the learning. B'shviras halichus came the matzah that we have today of shichach hasatira, that a person has to learn and he forgets and he learns and he forgets. All of the amelus, the yegiah, everything came with shviras haluchas. The Spooner speaks out, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Reit Meher Kishiches Amcha Osu Lehem Egel Maseicho. Moshe goes down and he sees the Egel, the Mecholis, and he drops the Luchas and the Luchas break. And the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael did Egel. So why Moshe didn't drop the Luchas right away? Why? What took him that he had to go down and he saw the Egel and he saw everyone around it and then he broke the Luchas? What the world says, yeah, to hear is one thing, to see is something else. Cholila v'chas. We're not the nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, leichen avdi Moshe. Pea pea daba boi. Tmunas Hashem yabit. So pea pea daba boi. Tmunas Hashem yabit. Bemare veloi bechidois. Moshe Rabbeinu nevuah was aspaklari ameiro. Clear. Like it is. So he knew exactly that Klal Yisrael did a eagle. So why didn't drop it? Zog the Spurna is one word that is extra in the second time. Shem tells him, Reid maher kishichas amcha osu lemegel masoru maher min aderich asher tzivisim osu lemegel maseicho. Vayered Moshe vayar esa egel vesa mecholis. He saw the dancing. Zog the Spurna, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael did bad. But bad you could fix. But when there's excitement for bad, there's no chance to fix it. You have to re-race and start from the beginning, from fresh. There's no way, there's no tikkun for a person that is happy to do bad. The Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Egel with the Mecholis. He had to drop the Luchas. So Shivoso B'Tamuz, Klal Yisrael was nichshel and simcha l'dvar aveira. Not only that they did it dvar aveira, they were excited, they were happy. So man, they were excited, yeah. They had the happiness of going home. You know, the guy says, my parents forced me to go home. Yeah, first I don't believe him. But Alamo Shakronim. But even if Siddur HaZazach, Pitom you see 2 days before the smile. You know, the last 2 weeks you saw him like over the Chof Roish. And 2 days before the flight, his smile starts to grow. This poor, his father, Nebuch, he has to go back. Has to be over the Chof Roish. Yeah, Nebuch, I have to go back. Simcha Advar Aveira has no chance for such a person. Yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchas. If this was the Chet of Klal Yisrael and Shivoso B'Tamuz, the Simcha Advar Aveira. Keneged that, we have in the Aloche that is Osu Mishivoso B'Tamuz Atishibov Asurim Mecholes V'Rikudim. Mamish Keneged the Mecholes V'Rikudim that Klal Yisrael did for the Chet, we started Kufa that we have to have Aveilas and we don't have Rikudim and Mecholes anymore. We don't have Rikudim and Mecholes anymore. In Klal Yisrael, Mamshech, it comes Tisha B'Av. Klal Yisrael cry, they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Boich al HaMishpecho Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem B'chisem B'chiyah L'chinam, Ani Yoyse Shetivchu B'chiyah L'doyres. What was the B'chiyah? Not excitement to be bad, Sad to be good. Sad. They're sad to do mitzvahs. It's one thing a person, no must comment on, he loves to do mitzvahs. Finish a shas, it's the best thing for him. Later he likes to go to some trips, no must comment on. Same. But if he learned, at the end of the day he feels bad, he feels good. But he feels bad that he's learning. So erger amadrege. But this was Klal Yisrael. Boich ala mishpecho Yisrael. Shenesru lehem arayas. They don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shbochu gave us a p'chi ala doyres to cry. So these are the 21 days. Starts, but we have to stop to be happy till we have to cry. This is the avelis, the punishment and the system that we had. Keneged that, we have 21 days from Rosh Hashanah b'Simchas Torah. But then we start the opposite. We start Rosh Hashanah as Yom Apchi, Yom Truah, steht in Targum Yom Yevoveh. Now the Shofar, we have Shvorim Truah, like crying. It's Yom Apchi, the Ari HaKodesh steht, Misha in the Boiche Bayom in Ma'elu, that Be'erita brings him down. It's felt in Zayn Hashomah, if he doesn't come L'Apchi. Say the Shoresh, Yo'ir Ratzmi Yal Apchi, Yo'ir Ratzmi Yal Apchi. So Rosh Hashanah, you cry for being bad. Tisha B'Av, we cry for being good. We cry for being bad. And we start to fix ourselves, and fix ourselves, and fix ourselves, till we come to Simchas Torah. So we come first to Sukkot, we're happy to be eaten, and we're excited to keep the Torah, and the Shpitz of Simchas Torah. We take out the Torah, and we have Rekoyos and Mecholim mid the Luchas, Nish on the Luchas with the Luchas. This is the 21 days, it's 22, because Ba'atzim, Tisha B'Av also, the Yom HaAsiri was the Yom of the Sreifa Sbis HaMikdosh, Iker HaSreifa. This Ba'atzim, the Yosef of the Marsha. I want to explain a little bit. So the Tachlis Advarim of the Marsha Ba'atzim is that the Tzure of the Chet starts from Shvira Saluchas. We lost the Torah when we were excited to do bad. Soraf Afastrimus HaSatoira. Without simcha, Tatkud Hashem Yishorim Misam Chilev, this means not allowed to learn in Tishbov. Teire is besimcha. On simcha is no teire. You can't learn on simcha. Teire goes only with simcha. When we had a simcha at Dvar Aveira, we lost the teire. And then we went more and more, not only we lost the teire, we were sad to be hidden. And the Tshubas HaMishkol is connected that. We sad to do Aveiras till we come back to the simcha Sateire. I mentioned also that from Zalman in America is a minig that in the camps, yeah, not sure, it's right or wrong, it's not the nice now, that they do siyumim, you know, to give the kids fleishiks. So every day they do a siyum, and a lot of people yelled on it. V'un aloches nish b'seida. But the answer is that the whole Tisha B'Av, the whole sadness is because we didn't want to be happy with the Torah. The biggest tikkun is to do a siyum, to show, tell me Torah, speak on my alfi, zol b'chesed. Zachbuk v'kel, zach minei v'bei. So it's oikir miikori the ganzer chisor. It's oikir miikori the ganzer chisor. What the Maharsho means, the Maharsho says, Maharsho B'chorides comes to explain the Chacham Alexandria. In Chacham Alexandria war, they took eggs and they asked the Keso, the Chacham Yisrael, what is the difference? Gemara goes there that they had milk, and it was milk from a black goat and a white goat, and the shadow was, if you could see the difference in the milk. So he took 21 eggs, and he told him, if you could see the difference of the 21 eggs, it's from black chickens and white chickens. And all the Mefoshim, Matatzach, you know, so what was the riddle against the riddle, you know, if you can't figure out what milk is from a white goat or a black goat. So he took out eggs, and he told him, you can't figure out if these 21 eggs are from black chickens or white chickens. This is the 21 days of the Maharsho there. The Mefoshim explained a lot that what they answered him was, you're right. Maybe sometimes you can't see the difference from white milk, from a white goat or a black goat. But in eggs also you can't see the difference. But when the eggs hatch and they come out, you see here comes out black chickens and here comes out white chickens. Yeah, from the black chickens, the eggs will have black little babies inside, and then the white ones will have white ones, yellow, white. Yeah. The avoid of the avelus is the beginning and the yesoid for the avoid of tshuva. It says in Sforim, Tammuz is Rosh Teiris, Zman tshuva and Mashmesh Bevo, Zman tshuva, Ov is Rosh Teiris, Elul Bo. So it's in Sforim. Ve'ainu be'etzem is a ma'arocha. That's one big tkufa. Now everyone has to be mis'abel al Yerushalayim. And a mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoicha b'roya b'vinyono. Chol she'ein a mis'abel al Yerushalayim eina b'zoicha b'roya b'vinyono. And avad the loss is Yerushalayim, the Shechina, the Kirvas Elokim. In a generation that it's hard, it's very hard to relate yourself, to understand the loss, the shaykhus, the connection. It's hard. We're far. We're not connected enough. Avada. All of these chesreinus we have. But first we have a chiyuv. We have a chiyuv. We're fasting tomorrow. We have a tainis. We have alochas. We're not allowed to shave for the 3 weeks. There's a little different halachas. State Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Ari, every day you have to sit and cry in Yerushalayim. So some people say, yeah, these halachas are not for me. Here's Alamo Deshara for who the Mishnah Berurah writes them. For the people that know it anyway, they don't need to sit inside the Mishnah Berurah, yeah? For who the Mishnah Berurah Moshe writes down that the Ari said that from Shibos of the Tammuz till Tishba, we have to cry a half a day. For the people that know the Kisvei Ari, you don't need the Mishnah Berurah, yeah? So it's wrong. For who it's written down? For who the Mishnah Berurah writes it down? For the people that are Oisik and Kisvei Ari? I want to explain to you. Mishnah Berurah is a halacha sefer. He'll tell you that, you know, he likes to be a sefer shalom, you know, a good liquid, yeah? But this is not even a halacha. It's inyonim, yeah? Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring heavy inyon. So for the people that know Kisvei Ari, there's a lot of things I'm telling you, Mishnah Berurah, that's what I heard, that Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down from the Kisvei Ari, yeah? A lot. So it's not a liquid of all the Kisvei Ari. So the halacha is for us. So I'm not telling you now, I know you'll call every rabbi in America, they'll tell you no, in our days you don't. In America, the meaning is you don't cry, yeah? You go up to the Catskills instead of crying. Say Kenzai. Kenzai. But the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this halacha for a reason. This is the halacha of these days. These are the halacha of these days. You're not holding there. To hold is one thing. To behave like holding is something else. To be holding there, I'm not too sure. Sitting on the floor and crying and not crying. Yes, saying tichatzeis, not saying tichatzeis. But you have to relate to these days. How you relate to these days. How a person takes himself and starts to connect to these kind of days. So I'll tell you, the Tzura Pshuto Avada we're not holding, and the crying. The Metzius is the crying. But the Chulman came for a reason. The Chulman came for a Siba. And this is Be'etzem, the Tshuva of the 21 days that start from this Tkufa. Then it's Be'etzem 50 days to Rosh Hashanah. The Yemei HaSfira, Be'etzem the Cheshbon goes. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down in 40 and 40. A person has to know like this. This is what I found, what I heard from Abba Yisai. The way a person works on himself, he has to take madregas that he's holding in. And the madregas that a person is holding in is to connect, felt in simcha ledvar mitzvah, felt in simcha ledvar aveire. I'll explain myself. But the Maharsho says that these 21 days look like the other 21 days because it's be'etzem the same avodah. The avelus is to recognize we were wrong, and also the Yemei HaTshuva is to recognize we are wrong. Just the 21 days bring us to recognize how we wrong, how we far, why it's bad. And in the end of the second 21 days, you really have to be holding in a matzav no gilvah nosis b'zayis ha-toyro v'kshem mitzim ha-sforim min ha-oin ha-yoponov ki lapid eish Reb Chaim Volozhin writes on ha-goyen v'yosos v'sameach b'chol uzoi v'kshem nichnesu ha-sforim la-oin lo yosameach elo ki yontef bilvad. It's a special simcha. This is the siya simcha that a person has to come, that kol kulo is dovek ba-Hashem. But it's one avoida. And it's a avoida ha-mizbakeshes. And call a misaber al Yerushalayim zeiche veroye bevinyono. V'chol she'ein a misaber al Yerushalayim eino zeiche veroye bevinyono. Le'osid lo v'ide, will ask you if you're misaber al Yerushalayim. And you will say, no, I couldn't. They'll say, too bad, but we can't let you into the party. You could look from the paranches. Because you tried, you fast, you did epic. But you will not be from the ones that are dancing on the side. You don't know how, we understand you. You're not connected. It's a pachat. A person cannot say oines when he didn't try. It's a big yesod. Oines, if you try, then you don't manage, you're there. If you don't try, even then if you will try, you will also not be there. Though among you and Gans, person will come and say, listen, Misabi Roshalayim, you know, no shaykhis to me. Telling you, the guy near me also, you know, he tried, don't be talking. But the other guy that tried, will be inside, and you will be outside. Because Hashem doesn't ask you to finish Shas, He doesn't ask you to nothing, He's asking you to be mishtadel, to connect yourself, to be noisibayil with the Avelis. You are noisibayil with the Avelis? So, we'll start a little bit. First thing is, to cut simcha ledvar aveir. A person is to know, if he's doing something that is wrong, not to do it b'simcha. Not to do it with excitement. Not to do it with excitement. Say that I have to do it, I can't. Ozim ol eschoik pinu. Not to be medigantse simcha, medigantse. Kol kulei shakua. To hold himself. To be reserved. To pull back a little bit. Not medigantse simcha. Person puts himself with the ganze simcha, it's very bad. Very bad. There's no tikkun. Moshe had to. Avide zore, sido aetze. Simcha ledvar aveire nishtoken aetze. I'll give you an example, a very prostate example, yeah? It used to be mamchashu, because I know, I see no one understands what I want exactly. I don't mean that you don't enjoy being asbanim, yeah? But I mean, lemoshel, I'm not saying a guy has to read Mishpacha. Yeah? Oh, Hashem, I don't have that taiva. Remember when I was in your age, I had that taiva. You know, you kill it, you mamash, it stops, it's mamash, you know, it dies, this time it dies. It's not about the time that they have to read Mishpacha. So maybe then I don't know, I'm not sure if they had Mishpacha, but what they had then, I don't know the name. Say, so there's two ways to do it. There's one way, Shabbos afternoon, he goes to his dira, to his room, he sits on his asaufa, pile of chvetz nuts, puts his, he reads, enjoys himself for 3 hours, then he sleeps like a goy for another 3 hours. Say, then he comes, Motzei Shabbos, makes a favor, learns 5-10 minutes, yeah, Sunday again with the ganze asmada. This is Mecholas for Rikudim. He wants to read, he has to, you know, especially if you're in the middle of the stories, and the stories like with a chain to keep you the whole time in it. You'll stop to buy it. So every time they leave you a piece, they'll tell you next week the other part. Yeah, this is Kriyas Shmita. But suddenly he has to read it because the man, the whole week he's thinking what happened to that person that doesn't exist. Yeah, so Havol Demais, you know, you get so you can make up yourself the end. Yeah. Why did Yelim's end? It shows sometimes how Oilam Hashekla, how the Krech of Avodah Zarah is garnished, yeah? Someone's telling you a story. Now, you could be the one that finishes the story. What do you mean if that guy makes up a story and dies? So the editor will make up a different end, yeah? So I mean, you also could end up. But you need to know what really happened, that story that didn't exist. I'm also only showing you how you can. The Hevel HaVolim becomes sometimes a mamish, she'er b'mamish. Shemamish and b'mamish. Shemamish and b'mamish. But you have to learn a little bit. Learn an hour after davening. Read for 2 hours beside it. Rest. Go back to learn. Don't be shukua. The shkias and chet. The shkias and chet. I'm not going now how much it is a chet, not a chet. I especially want to use such an example. Not a chet of andere sort of eras. The shakua is not a kol. The simcha, the excitement. The chuben steht, tachas asher lo yavadeto es Hashem elokecho besimcha ubetoiv leivot. The Rambam says the whole chuben comes from it. A person has to work and being besimcha avodas Hashem. And this is what happened to us. We switched the simcha with the andere simcha. Hashem took away the simcha. He gave us a real reason to be sad. We were not excited to learn. We were sad. We were upset. Why is so much halachas? Why is so strict? Why? Hashem said to cry l'deyas. Atem b'chisem b'chir l'chinam. This was the chet. The isbainus has to be we lost. Like I said already a couple of times, I'm smiling at it again and again. It's because it's so partial. People think, Alevai b'samigdash, Mola Bocher told me, you hope the samigdash will be built by Bekorek, but he wants it to be after camp. But he's scared, b'samigdash, maybe they will not let them go to camp, yeah? For sure not, but I say, I'm philosophic about it. The first thing Mashiach will ask her is these kind of zach, b'tutere the rabbi. But so the guy said, no, he wants Mashiach to come about the day after camp. Yeah. So we spoke Alamol. I'm saying, what I'm telling you now is the deep, what is bothering Bochum. The reason it's very hard for you to connect, because you don't feel, if it'll be a Bisamigdosh, and it'll be all these things, you want, I'll be happier. And more money, I'll be happier, yeah? Why will it be a Bisamigdosh, I'll be happier? Well, my friends will be my friends, my enemies will be my enemies, I have better chavrusas, so I'll get into the door. What was the Shachas of Mashiach will come or not, yeah? Like, why my life will change? That's what bothers every person. But what is the answer? The answer is that we spoke a couple times. Gashmius is a fadimiyat. Like I told you about that story. Gashmius is fadimiyat. There's nothing, there's no real of Gashmius. Like I said last time, two times ago we spoke, that if a person will ask someone from 500 years ago, what do you think is Gan Eden? What was the dream you think of someone 500 years ago to be in Gan Eden? To be in a room, when it's hot you press a button and it gets cold. When it's cold, you press a button, it gets hot. When you finish to put you eat, you put the dishes somewhere, it gets washed. You need Coke, you press a button, you know, oranges, all different flavors you could press, yeah? If you need light, you press a light. If you need laundry, you just put it in a box, it comes out clean. This is the dream. If you need to go somewhere, you go outside. You don't have to go up the steps. Something takes you up and down. Out, Olam Haba. People were masking to jump into the fire to be in that Olam Haba. People jumped into the fire to be in the Olam Haba. They want to be in Gehenna, they want to be in the Olam Haba. So the Ketane Amona that were like us, then, this was their dream, yeah? Well, they didn't think in Yoshim and Enemy Ziva Shechino. This was the dream, because the king, the biggest king in the world, didn't have it. He had to go up the stairs, people carried him, yeah? He didn't have that elevators. He didn't have that. Why a horse? To drive a car? The richest didn't have it. Power didn't have it, yeah? This was the dream. If someone will tell us, listen, if you keep telling me, we'll put you in such a box, yeah? Today we call it jail, yeah? To be in such a box all my life, drink will come out, they're washing, come in, hot, cold, you can press buttons the whole day, you'll be closed in a box. It's a jail. Today, private plane, a yacht, you know, bigger musagi. Yeah? Everyone with this kind of food, and this kind of schnitzel, and this kind of meat, and this kind of chicken, and this food, soda, and mix, and everything together, oh, mishugasin, yeah? And barbecues, all the mishugas. But this was a prison dreams. Be a little happy, gishmak, shippe gishmak, yeah? The answer is, it's also gorished. Because we're in such a shfilus, ikevelt, we measure everything with gashmias. And we're nervous that when Bisamikdash will be built, and the real, you know, what it'll be, like, I'll be stuck. So maybe it's Kedai Mashiach will come after camp, yeah? When a person will know that gashmias is garnished, it doesn't exist. When you're in it, you think it's something. When you're out of it, it's a garnish. It's not the pshat that it's a lot. Just some things are better. It's nothing. We have this light and that. It's not a lamasa. Not a lamasa to have a light. It's in this room, this is Gan Eden. I'm waiting to go back home. But it doesn't feel it's in Gan Eden. He doesn't feel it's in Gan Eden, right? The real annoyance when people were close to Hashem was the real annoyance that we never even had a touch. We don't have even a negiah in the Ruchnis. And all of that we lost. All of that we lost. All of that kirvas Hashem that brings us closer to Ruchnis, that is the real thing, we don't have a shaychus. And this is what we lost in Beis Hamikdash. And it's our fault. And the tafkid of every person in these days is to think how it could be better. How it could be better. What I lost. How it could be better. And this is the avodah. And this is the mitzvah sayayim. When a person thinks on it and tracht of them, so first then later when the Yemei Yeshuva come, Itake feels connected. But I'm saying, but it's Mekayim the mitzvah, this is the tafkid. It's a mitzvah sayoyim. That's Hashem, when we start together, we'll have the siyata d'shmai. You're right that it's hard. But the pshat is, it's something much bigger from that.
Yeah, but it looks like the way you average person, what the best thing like, there's a mugger more you be the honest and shears and on, so because you have a shag. What is it? Okay.